Good morning, I'm Sasha Keogh with the latest news, sports and weather. According to the latest data recorded by the National Institute of Statistics and Economic Studies, Statec, the next indexation of wages, pensions and salaries will very likely take effect in May. Statec found that prices slightly declined between February and March, notably due to falling petrol product prices. Over the year, the inflation rate stands at 1.3%. Police are appealing for witnesses after a fight broke out between three people on Monday afternoon in Munsbach. The incident took place around 3 p.m. in the parking area near the train station, with one person hospitalised after sustaining a stab wound. The suspect was arrested on the orders of the public prosecutor. Luxembourg's Foreign Minister Xavier Bettel has called on EU member states to stay united as they consider countermeasures to US tariffs, saying Trump should be made to understand that escalating trade tensions is not in his best interest. Bettel also suggested that if Trump refuses to negotiate, the EU must consider actions that impact the US. The EU is set to vote on a list of countermeasures this Wednesday. Meanwhile, China has vowed to fight to the end against fresh tariffs of 50% threatened by US President Trump, further aggravating a trade war that has already wiped trillions off global markets. Beijing announced its own 34% duties on US goods to come into effect on Thursday. Due to a train strike in Belgium's national railway company today, delays and cancellations are expected to affect all trains operating between Luxembourg and Belgium. The strike is in effect until 10 p.m. tonight. CFL advises that all passengers hoping to travel check the information on CFL's website or app before setting off. A massive fire has torn through one of Paris's largest recycling plants, sending thick smoke over the city and prompting authorities to urge the public to stay away from the zone. A thick black cloud could be seen across the French capital as firefighters battled the blaze. The fire brigade said there were no victims. And the Luxembourg Veterinary and Food Administration has confirmed the first case of rabbit fever in the country. Tests concluded that the rabbit was infected with tularemia, i.e. rabbit fever, a bacterial infection that primarily affects rabbits with possible transmission to other animals, including humans. According to ALVA, if a pet encounters a dead rabbit, contact is to be avoided, especially between their pet and the rabbit. If faced with the need to have contact with the rabbit, wearing gloves and an FFP2 mask is required. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. In football, the quarterfinals of the Champions League are starting today. Tonight's games include Arsenal versus Real Madrid and Bayern taking on Inter Milan. Tomorrow, Barcelona are playing Dortmund and PSG are playing Aston Villa. And former Germany forward Jürgen Klinsmann said Bayern Munich striker Harry Kane should be considered among the favourites for the next Ballon d'Or. Kane's Bayern face Inter Milan tonight in the first leg of their Champions League quarterfinal in Munich. Michael Owen was the last English player to win the Ballon d'Or, collecting the award in 2001.
The weather is brought to you by
Raiffeisen, the bank that belongs to its members.
It's another sunny day throughout the country with glorious blue skies. After another chilly start with minus temperatures, the mercury will quickly rise to 11 degrees by mid-morning and a balmy 15 to 16 degrees by the afternoon.